ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith to Facts today. I'm so glad that you watch this program. We enjoy doing it. You know, it's a little bit 5 minute. What do you call it? A podcast? Some of these people behind me, I don't know. Is that a podcast? They got people behind the camera saying, you know, God has been so good and gracious to us. You know, I've always wondered that when people go to church and they pray, watch me, they close their eyes. And I thought, why? Why would you close your eyes? I mean, nothing wrong with closing your eyes, you know what I'm saying? But it just seems like most people like this. Let me tell you what the scripture says. Matthew chapter 26, 41. That's what's so good about the Bible. There's an answer to anything you can come up with. It says this, watch and pray. That you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. In other words, watch and pray. So why can't you pray and just keep looking? And, you know, I mean, just keep, you know, and I use the word watch, and I haven't looked at it in the Greek or the Hebrew, but I mean, I like keeping my eyes open when I'm praying, and I like watching other people pray, because it's such a blessing of the Lord, because you really see their heart as they pray, you know what I'm saying? You see them, you know, really going strong, and that's such a blessing of the Lord, you know? And because in church, you must be real observant of all things in every area. Spiritual, physical, financial. Or in other words, even when they're receiving the offering, you need to be watching. Because you know who else is watching? God Almighty. Yeah. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord to be able to go to church and see people just express their love that they have for the Lord Jesus Christ. It is such a blessing of the Lord. Here's another scripture, Luke chapter 21, verse 36. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. So in other words, if you keep your eyes closed all the time, you won't know what's coming your way, see? You have to do that. Eyes are, they call them the windows to the soul, to the mind, the will, and the emotion. I've heard a lot of people say that, and it's so true. So I like to watch. And you know, what I do, a lot of time if I go to, if I'm on vacation somewhere, like go to Wyoming or some of those little bitty towns, you know how they got that circles in them little towns? I like to sit on the benches and just watch people. And man, you see people, they just going to town, they enjoying themselves or they're having an argument or whatever. And it's amazing that you don't have to know anybody. By watching them, you can pick up on what kind of person that is. What's going on? Now, there's nothing wrong with closing your eyes. I don't want you to misunderstand me. And anyway, because I close my eyes too when I pray. But I tell you, but the only time I really actually close my eyes when I pray is when I pray over my meal. I just kind of do this, you know. And I don't know why, but I just do. But I just enjoy the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I love to see God's glory flowing out of people. I love watching people worship. It's a blessing of the Lord, see? And sometimes they don't realize, boy, they moving if the worship's kicking, you know? And I think they know they're moving, but they don't realize how much they're moving. And it's a wonderful thing to see that people enjoy themselves in church. Then I've been to some churches that I should have kept my eyes closed all the time. Everybody bored stiff, Lord Jesus. Yeah, when this guy gonna finish, you know, and things of that nature. That's sad, but that's true. And I've done this many times, you know, I get in my car, I'm driving by a church or something like that, and they're coming out of church. And sometimes I just pull over and look and watch them. What are their faces saying when they come out of church? Something like this, you know, and others like this, you know, and I mean, it's amazing how people, you can read everything they do by keeping your eyes open. See, and watching them. So I thought I'd talk a little bit about that. It may seem a little silly, and it's not, because you get to really know people when you look at them. Boy, when you look somebody dead in the eyes, I mean, there's something there, but there's a connection, see, some way, shape, or form. Isn't that a blessing of the Lord? So let me read that Matthew 26, 41, again, in the old King James Version. Watch and pray that you enter not, excuse me, into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak, and we all know that. So when something's going on that I should not look at, then I close my eyes. Yeah. You know, because let me say, your eyes is the window to the soul. I've heard so many people say that. So I don't look at that kind of stuff. But yet, you know what? A lot of time that devil will say, look, you know, all that kind of stuff. I never forget one time I was watching a movie and this man walked past this woman and man, he was looking her up and down. And the line in the movie was, why don't you leave some clothes on? I thought, you know, that makes a lot of sense, boy. That shut that guy down. So it's the same way. Keep your eyes on people. Keep your eyes on God, and you'll be blessed. See ya.